part of our mainstream understanding now, about how important it is to be able to have some basic kind of awareness of what our thoughts are doing. It's becoming more sort of like part of our vernacular now, words like mindfulness. And you know, what does that mean? You know, what does mindfulness mean? And what does it mean when we say that someone is like really, really good at doing something? If somebody is very, you know, very much an expert in their field, what are we implying there? And I'm bringing that up because I think that we all want to be good at what we do, you know. In fact, in teacher training yesterday, we were having this little joke about how, you know, sometimes if, you know, say if I go to a party or something and I meet someone and they say, you know, so Rochelle goes to your yoga class. Is she good? Like, everybody, like, wants to know. And, you know, the yogic theory about this is actually to do with the understanding more about equanimity, and that not good or bad, that, like, beyond good and bad. That's kind of a big concept, isn't it? Beyond good and bad, because of course we all very much value, you know, we deliver value by the way we, you know, we label things as good or bad. It's important for our survival that we're able to do that. We need to know if something smells bad so we don't necessarily eat it and get sick. We need to know if something, you know, if someone looks bad, if they give us a bad feeling that they potentially might hurt us, that we've got to, you know, like, keep ourselves safe. So it's understandable that we have that. And it's good that we have the ability to pay attention to our senses. But what the teaching of yoga is that there is more than just that. There is more than just that kind of good-bad understanding, that sort of black and white understanding, that there is this state of mind that you can experience that is all expansive and all inclusive. And this is encapsulated in mantras like Hari Om Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Om Tat Sat, and that means to immerse yourself in unlimited potential. And unlimited potential is meaning, you know, all possibility. If you've ever felt like not very, you know, kind of a bit down and like there's no sort of solutions, that's the opposite to what I'm talking about. It's a pretty crap feeling, you know, if you've ever felt like that. All potential is basically referring to great hope. You know, the possibility of possibility. So it's quite a good idea, isn't it, all potential? It's quite nice to get beyond our small self that only sees so much, you know. If we, like right now, we look out there and that's all we can see. But of course we know that there is more than just that. If we look up to the ceiling, we obviously the ceiling is all we can see, but we know that there is more than just that. And so yoga is about kind of tapping into that all-knowing that we all possess more of the time. So not getting kind of lost in the small self so much. And carrying on in that mantra then, Hari Om Om Tat Sat is to immerse in all potential and saturate in unconditional love. So doesn't everyone want love, right? Everybody wants to feel love and be love, don't we? You know, often our greatest pain is if we feel like we haven't, you know, received the love that we want. You know, isn't that true? You know, our that's a whole big story, isn't it? But you know, it's everybody's story, and this is the thing about, you know, like when we say a word like, you know, universal truth, you know, universe as in uni, one verse, one, you know, one song. That it's the one story. It's all of our story. It's the one story that we all have. And that's what yoga is tapping into, this part of us that we all in some way yearn for experiences of unlimited potential and unconditional love. And so I know that sounds like, especially for people who are beginning yoga, it sounds like, whoa! You know, like, far out, I'm just going to stretch my legs. You know what I mean? You know, it's kind of like getting right out there. I just think that, like, we may as well, like, put it right on the table, that is probably, you know, to do with all of our deepest desires, and that yoga is saying that is you already, that you are already all of that. You already have that capacity. Even if you just had like a little moment there, just a little kind of expansive feeling in your brain, You know what I'm talking about, right? All of these teachings of yoga, you already know them. They're already in you. And so it's really, in a way, just a reminder. And so I'm wanting to get to the point about that. It doesn't matter how the posture is looking from the outside, and that's a trap that people fall into a lot, is that they think that to be a good yogi, you've got to have your head on your leg or your foot behind your head or your, you know, toe up your nose, I don't know. But you see how, like, stupid that actually really is? And that isn't what yoga's about. And if we fall into that trap, which is easy to do, of feeling that we will be good if we kind of push ourselves more, that won't be helpful to us. And so what we actually cultivate is adeptness, because it is the case that one of the translations of the word yogi is an adept. So yeah, there is that, you know, that we want to become adept, we aspire to that. Another definition is aspirant. So we aspire, you know, this is the whole thing, is like it's okay to have desires, it's okay to wish for this unlimited potential and unconditional love. So we have the aspiration, and then we cultivate presence. So the opposite of cultivating presence is like trying to push ourselves to be like, you know, straining to get into a posture, as if like we're imposing the posture onto ourselves, which maybe you've never done or you will never do, and so you don't know what I'm talking about. We'll just see as we go along during the class, and you'll notice what I mean. What I mean is, if you notice if in any postures you kind of, like you're, like right now, maybe just close your eyes and just without just kind of doing anything, just can you notice where you're, and I know it's kind of like maybe unusual if you haven't done this before, but I think everyone can do it straight away, is can you notice where your energy is right now? Like where is it sort of concentrated? It may be all over your body, but for most people it won't be. So it's, you know, like, again, it's not right or wrong. I just want you to notice. And, you know, for some of us, it might be in our head a lot right now. I love you. Thanks for your honesty. And then if we just close our eyes and kind of just let ourselves let that go a little bit, then you can just start to notice, like, how you're sitting. Are you sitting more front or more back or in the centre? Are you sitting more left or more right or in the centre? And then opening your eyes. So do you see how a lot of us won't be feeling centred, right? Is that true? And that's normal. That's what we come to yoga for, is to notice how we might be sort of like pushing forwards like that, or some people might be kind of back here, or, you know, just not, again, it's not right or wrong, it's just how it is. And by noticing how it is, then we open up to greater possibility and do that in an unconditionally loving way. This is the really key point. So it's remembering it's not right or wrong. It may be, I mean, sometimes we might be kind of more forward-oriented because we had to get kind of forward-thinking to get here, you know? So it's okay. It's just that now we're here, we can cultivate just being here if we want to get the most out of now. Because otherwise, if we start already thinking about, and after this I'm going to go to the shop and I'm going to get that and I'm going to do that and I'm going to do that, then you're going to kind of lose the joy in here. And when I'm saying the joy in here, I mean in here, like in you. And that's what we'd like to get more of, to have that experience of love without any conditions, that you're already perfect. So it's like paying more attention to your perfection that is already there. Okay? So when we talk about someone who is adept or really good at something, you know, we often say things like, that person is, you know, that they know what they're doing. You know, he knows what he's doing. Or, you know, she knows what she's doing, right? We never say, if someone is really good at something, we never say, oh yeah, they're kind of a bit distracted most of the time and every now and again they come up with something brilliant, do we? Anyone who is very, like, highly competent at something, that's not how we would describe them, do we? You know? We, in fact, if you think of anyone that you think of as really, you know, like a leader in their field, there's always a great degree of focus, isn't there? Is that true? Right. So with that in mind, I'm just suggesting to you that this is actually what's in the Yoga Sutra of Patanjali, which is a philosophical text of yoga. It's talking about one-pointed concentration leads to a state of meditation which leads to samadhi. So dharana leads to dhyana, which leads to samadhi, are the Sanskrit words. And so samadhi is this ecstasy in the self. So if we sit and we notice that, you know, maybe we're kind of like leaning forwards or more in our head, that's not ecstasy in the self. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes that's like feelings of heaviness or, you know, like discomfort. Yoga is saying you can experience this ecstasy in the self, and we can cultivate that through being present. And I just want you to know that whether this is your first yoga class, or I know that there are yoga teachers in here and it's their like 50 millionth yoga class, it doesn't actually matter what number class you're up to, all of us will tend to get distracted. We'll tend to get out of being aware of being present. It's just normal. The thing is that we, all of us, have the ability to be able to bring ourselves back. And when I'm saying bring ourselves back, bring your attention back into your home, which is your body, right? So that you're at home, in your home of your body, and just keep bringing yourself back into that. So I'll just keep reminding you about that, okay? So ready? Close your eyes. So if you're not comfortable sitting up, that's fine. Just lay down. It doesn't matter if you lay down. I don't want you to be, you know, like feeling it in your knees or your back or anything. It's better to lay down or just adjust, sit up higher onto your bolster, or put your legs out, or you can put your feet on the ground like this. Can I just quickly show you? Some people will find that they can sit more easily if they sit like this for a while, because we're going to just sit for a few minutes, okay? And so I know when you begin yoga, that's like one of the hardest things to do. So it's just find a comfortable seat or lay down. And let your eyes rest completely. And so this is a big thing. Let your eyes rest completely. Like, everyone's got their eyes closed, but most of us are still kind of half active in our muscles in our eyes, as if we're still looking outwards. Can you just completely, totally relax your eyes? For a moment, just consider a time when you've looked at somebody really lovingly. Just think of a moment of love towards a friend, or, you know, a partner or a child, and remember the feeling in your eyes at the time. And remember how, do you notice how that feeling has got, there's no glaring in your eyes at that time? So let go of that kind of pushing out with your eyes and just let your eyes relax. Your eyes rest back. As if you're now just sensating, feeling the sensations, rather than the doing. Just allow the being. Just allow your eyes to be. Your forehead relax. Your cheeks relax. Feel your lips. Relax into the roof of your mouth. And if you notice that you've started thinking about anything else, just bring your attention back in to sensing into your body right now. Just knowing that there's no right or wrong at all, because this is something that you cannot do wrong. It's your, you know, your unique way of feeling and sensing into your experience of the present moment. Your experience of presence. So notice your breath right now. You don't have to change it at all. Just notice the rhythm of your breath. If you are noticing what you might generally call, say, sensations of discomfort, can you, instead of labeling them, Can you just experience the sensation? You just experience the energy in your body right now, just as it is. Just exactly as it is. You can even say to yourself something like, I'm home. You can say something like that each time if you notice your attention has wavered and you're aware of it. Saying, I'm home, and bring your attention into the sensations of being present now. Bring your palms together at your chest and set your intention. So if you've never set an intention before, just considering what you want to tend to. What do you want to tend inwardly to? An example could be something like, I intend to be happy. It could be, I intend to reflect on what my intention is. To join together for one Om, inhaling.